Basically, this lawsuit boils down to Senator Scarnetti's campaign claims that these reporters in the caucus owe about more than $6,000 for public record fees. What the outlet and the reporters have requested were these vouchers that essentially get into more detail about how campaigns spend money. These vouchers actually showed, the hotel was a Hilton in Europe. It was fine dining at a restaurant where Mozart had once eaten. But you wouldn't know this unless you could get your hand on these vouchers. And so essentially, the campaign is claiming you owe us money for turning over these vouchers. But the Department of State has essentially said, no, you cannot charge thousands of dollars for these documents. All you can charge is the copying fee and the delivery fee. And the copying fee in Pennsylvania is capped at 25 cents a page. And so, yeah, the suit basically boils down to how much should the public and reporters have to pay for this information that is legally obligated to be provided to the public.
This was a story looking at millions of dollars of almost untraceable funding that was spent in frivolous almost ways. It seems they've even tried to change a law here to make it more difficult for journalists to access this information. What kind of precedent does that set?
Pennsylvania already has extremely weak campaign finance laws. The amount of information that lawmakers have to disclose is very, very small. And so, this type of effort to charge this money for this public information could absolutely have a chilling effect, legal experts tell us, on efforts to get this information. And then, two reporters are named in this specifically, which a media law expert from the University of Arizona told us. He had never seen before that to him, it appears to be retribution for this type of reporting. And quite frankly, even if they prevail, their credit reports will be affected by this. So, yeah, these are some very serious consequences for really important public interest reporting. And yeah, the fear is if it succeeds, this will have a chilling effect on government reporting in Harrisburg.
What happens next with this case? I heard it goes to court in October.
Yep, that's correct. So it's in a magistrate court in Senator Scarnetti's home, county of Jefferson. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, it's definitely going to be something worth watching. I mean, but since I have you, I wanted to ask you something else about Governor Tom Wolf. A court decision called some of his decisions that Governor Wolf made during the coronavirus pandemic were considered unconstitutional. What actions were singled out here? Can you talk a little bit about what happened in this case?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a banner week for lawsuits and for legal watchers. So, in this case, a Pittsburgh-based federal judge ruled that Governor Tom Wolf's business closures order, his stay-at-home order, as well as an order that limited how many people can gather indoors and outdoors, was unconstitutional. Now, the Wolf administration has asked for a stay of this ruling and is appealing it to the Third Circuit Appeals Court. And it could, in theory, go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court as well. This is not how other federal judges have been ruling. Even U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has said elected officials need leeway in this unprecedented crisis to protect the public health. The ruling itself is based on case law that a lot of legal experts say is on pretty shaky ground.